to the award-winning Team Building Exercise Season 3. And the guys are running out of ideas for lists, so this season is gonna be pretty random. I hope they just don't give up. Stop doing them. I think it's a great resource, but what do I know? Oh man, this month they are doing the best elite list ever created. Mine! I deserve this. I've worked hard coming up as a lowly goblin sniper, but now I am the leader. I have my Hulks and my cousin to help me round up the team too. Let's see what these guys came up with for the rest of our group.
Welcome everybody. This is it, season 3 of the award-winning Team Building Exercise. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm still Coach.
And we're back with a very special episode because it's a tribute to our little buddy, Georgie. It's the Georgie list. This is the official, unofficial Georgie list for Dead Zone that's Coach had a hand in making, so we'll have some insights on this thing as we go through it.
This is the official, unofficial, the unofficial official list.
Yes. And Georgie, he is a goblin, so there is mostly goblins in this list with a few other things, but no orcs. That's why we like it. Not a single orc to be found in this whole list. No orc choices, so that's why it's a good list.
I made this list with you guys in mind.
Oh,
Jack especially. Jack is the I hate orcs, but Jack has like a visceral hate of how they look. Like that, I just ignore them, or Jack actually actively hates them.
I don't. You know what? I'm not subscribing to that. I don't agree with that at all. I think Jack secretly likes it, but he wants to be one of the cool kids. So it's like, oh, well, I'll hate them with everybody else, but secretly he pulls out from under his bed and there's a centerfold of a nude Hulk in there, or a nude, you know, commando.
Yeah, I was gonna say Hulk's fine. Hulks are sexy, but
yeah, Hulks are sexy. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that the problem with that theory is that most people like the Marauders. There's a lot of Marauder love out there. I'm an outlier in my distaste. And Rob is not innocent. He plans to take Neil Nose Pliers and tear the heads off of.
Oh, stop giving our secrets away, Jack.
Letting that cat out of the bag there. Okay. Well, anyways, if only we had someone with a role to play in, say, keeping this thing on track, like making sure everything was smooth and.
Nah, this is season 3. We're all task mastering's out the window. I don't care.
Well, season 3, this is the season of all bets are off.
Yeah, that's right. You guys can wax lyrical for hours. I don't care.
Don't. Jack, I feel like in the Road Warrior when the guy came and cut the bolt off of Wes's chain and he goes running.
No, I feel like when the villain gives you the option to do something and you eagerly anticipate doing it, but it's just a trap.
Anyways, Jack, what's your list?
And that ended very quickly.
Oh my God. Wait, I thought this was season 3.
Well, we still got to talk about the list.
What list?
The Georgie list.
The Georgie list. So, we start with Georgie the Goblin, and as is customary, I throw it over to Coach, who is going to explain his whatnots and what's under the hood of the Georgie, specifically the splats. So, take it away.
Well, all right, let's go over who Georgie is. Georgie is the mascot of the award-winning Team Building Exercise, the lovable goblin. And we need to, before we get into this, I think we need to call Mr. Zielinski and find out where he got his mascot made into a model. And we need to get a model of Georgie quick, fast, and in a hurry. You know what I'm saying? So what's the name of their blaster, right?
Yes, Blaster is theirs, and they were selling them. And I think at any tournament, if you can find Mark or Rob, they'll be selling them.
I got one. I did. I'm happy to say that was my first Adepticon purchase.
Yes, I have one also. I was looking just now to see if they say anywhere on it where it was made, but it doesn't.
No. I think maybe give Mark a call. I would love to do that. Maybe give it out as Patreon prizes between the two of us, you know? That'd be something cool to give away.
Yes.
But Georgie the Goblin, he is 24 points. He's a leader. He moves at a 1-2. He's a shoot of 4, fight of 6, save of 5, size 1, armor 1, and he's tree VPs. his weapons and equipment is, I mean, what else would Georgie have? It's a golden gun.
That's important. Anybody who's modeling this, it has to be a golden gun.
Right. It is the Excelsior. Range 10, AP2. It's a sniper scope and it is heavy. So although it's heavy, it has a range 10 AP2. So one of the better sniper rifles. I know Rob would kill to have this in the enforced list.
Yeah. Let's not even speak of such things.
No, but hey, listen, at least we got him AP1. So
that's all right.
And so his splat is the, what do I know? Which is you may use an armor result on a command dice to change the dice to a symbol of your choice. So they asked Georgie, they're like, hey, Georgie, you're supposed to have a unique splat. And he says, oh, really? Well, what do I know? So that's pretty powerful because even, you know, with his sniper rifle, if you're going to get Georgie in the mix, you change it to a move dice or a shoot dice and, you're in business, you know, so. That's pretty cool. You know, you can use it as an extra dice. It's just, it's the, all around, you know, cause goblins have the lore where they fix the things and they mod things up. So, and, Georgie has a special innate ability because we all know, I mean, we all know the love of the Hulk. So it's like this. Ready, Jack? Oh, hell no. That's my man. So Georgie has been known to court the eye of many a female Hulks as they busted in here the other day and, you know, took over team building exercise that time the last time I was here. If a Georgie is being attacked in close combat, all Hulks with line of sight and range make a free shooting attack on the attacker. The shot will be a -1 for friendly fire instead of the -2, which is actually pretty cool. And it's a recon of 5+. The reason I put that in there is just it's situational, but it's silly. And I think, honestly, I mean, it really fits the list. Georgie's chicks are there. They're going to do whatever they can to make sure that he doesn't get hurt. I mean, it just only stands to reason, right?
Yes. And I like how you did yours. You put lipstick on him.
And I have the pink rouge and the eyeliner. And yeah, I gotta, if anybody's out there has an idea of putting a wig on the Hulks, I'm more than happy to get them. I've been looking for it, but you know,
you might have it's green hard. Stuff it.
No, I want flowing hair. On one of them, I think I'm going to put a tuft of hair and like maybe put some purple or, you know, like make it a punk rock type deal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got to get some, I don't know. I got to figure it out because Georgie likes his girls with hair, you know, so
yeah. You figure it in to figure it up and figure it out.
Yeah. Well, I don't figure it out, but I figure it out. So, you know, but, that's it. So, you know, Georgie the list. We got a bunch of good stuff here, and I guess let's get to it. Who's up?
Yeah, so so I started with Georgie, obviously, and I do think there's going to be a lot of questions, but I put 6 mob beasts.
Wait, hold on. Wait, Jack?
Yeah, yes, Georgie?
Jack, I miss you. I didn't go to Adepticon, and I'm so sad.
I heard there was some travel snafus, and yes, it was disappointing.
Did you guys know? You know what happened?
I had a lot of family issues.
Well, but that too. But you know what happened? We were going to fly out, and I put him in the cage, and then when we had to drive, I forgot the cage home.
Yeah, I had to claw my way out of the cage, but that's not important right now. Yeah, I'm having a lot of family issues.
Well, hopefully it's not something that can't be rectified and, you know, get everything back smoothed over in the home life.
Yeah, I honestly hope it could get better.
Do you care to elaborate, or is this just like a,
it's you private, know, Jack. You don't
Well, for Jack, I could get into it.
Oh.
Well, it's Boomer.
Your cousin Boomer?
It's my cousin Boomer. He doesn't stop.
Jack, oi! What is going on? I'm Boomer.
Wait a minute.
Boomer, what are you doing here?
You know, I heard that you're talking smack about me, Georgie.
No, I would never do that.
Jack, actually, wait. It's not Georgie wasn't talking smack about you. It's all Jack's fault.
Yeah, it's never Jack's fault.
Yeah, it is. It's always Jack's fault. I hate Jack, but I love Rob.
Boomer. I like Boomer.
No matter what Jack does, we always forgive him.
He does nothing wrong!
That's right.
No. I hate Jack, but I love Rob.
No, we're supposed to hate
Rob!
Wait,
Boomer. It is the big question.
Yes.
How do you feel about Tyler?
Oh, my God, I love Tyler.
Oh, wow. No, Boomer, you can't like Tyler. You can't like Tyler. We're supposed to love Jack, hate Rob, and hate Tyler. That's how these things work.
Wait, hold on. George, go in your list, like from top to bottom. Like, who's the star? All right, obviously, Jack's at the top, right? Who's number two?
Well, who are we talking about? Like, what people are we putting in here? You know what I mean?
All right, so I know I'm in that. I just don't know I don't want to know where I am because I don't want to hit
all
you.
All right, tonight. So I won't tell you where you are.
All right.
But we have Jack. We have Pat and Ronnie on the same level. We got Joni. And then, I don't know, I can't really think of anybody else. And then all the way on the bottom. But actually, no, you know what? Rob is in the middle. I don't hate him as much as Tyler. But Tyler...
You're moving up.
Wow, yeah, I'd hope so.
Tyler's all the way on the bottom.
Now, this is how my list is. You have Tyler on the top.
Oh!
And then Rob. And then all the way on the bottom, you got Joni. You have Pat and Ronnie. And then all the way on the bottom, like at the bottom of the barrel. You got Jack.
Oh, my God.
No. You can't do this, Boomer.
I could do whatever I want.
Wait.
No. You get out of here, Boomer. This is what I'm talking about.
You two, I'm going to smack the crap out of both of you guys.
This is unacceptable.
Wait. But, Boomer, why don't you like Jack?
Yes.
Okay, well.
See, you don't have a reason, Boomer. Stop being a weenie.
Wait, what about Bill Foreman and Sue?
So Jack and Bill and Sue are all the way on the top.
Well, I have to say that Jack, Bill, and Sue are all the way on the bottom for me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, not Bill.
Never Bill.
This is getting out of hand, man. All right, listen.
This is the problem with you, Boomer.
But why do you hate Jack?
Two reasons.
First
reason. I'll get back to you on that. Second reason is because he called me a hobgoblin. I am not a hobgoblin. I am a goblin. I just stayed out in the sun too long.
Rob.
I told you to put on sunscreen and you don't listen. You know, I could do whatever I want, okay?
All right, get out of here because you stink.
Yeah, Boomer, get out of here because you stink.
Rob, during the intermission, we're going to have a discussion about this whole no Taskmaster thing.
Hey, I like Boomer. What are you talking about? More Boomer, that's all I'm saying.
And Jack, you stink.
Go, get out of here. He's gone.
Yeah, I'm here, though.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Boomer's causing a lot of trouble.
He pales in comparison to you, and he feels it. He is inadequate, and it's just, he has to lash out, and, we'll just have to deal with it until he grows up a little. That's all.
You know, it's more of an identity thing. I think it's like he wants to be a goblin, but he's not.
Yeah. I really don't think he's a goblin. He's got to be a hobgoblin.
He is quite tall.
Whoa. What did you just say? What did you just say?
No, enough. This is the problem. You always do this.
No, I never do this. You're the one that always
Get out. No, Get stop, out.
Oh. Excelsior.
No, stop it. I hate when you say that.
Oh. Not today.
What is going on here, man?
I don't know.
I miss Boomer.
Okay,
so now it's going to be at the part where Jack can't wait for Georgie to show up and Rob can't wait for Boomer to show up.
I like his Australian accent.
Yeah, it was like Australian and like Cockney and like from Turkey.
Well, he is a goblin, not a hobgoblin. He is a goblin, so they got a weird accent.
Oh, see? See, what's going to happen, Jack, is that the hobgoblin is going to be I think he'll be featured more on Team Building Exercise because Rob will probably cut out Georgie's thing.
Okay, well, just one second here.
Oh, I think he's adjusting his list.
So my list.
It sounds to me, because I have very acute hearing, that there's a delete button being pressed.
Yes, indeedy. Okay, so anyone want to hear what my list is now?
Sure.
I locked the door, so but that doesn't help, but I locked the door. I got the two of these jerk-offs here.
Oh, it's a buddy comedy. It's just it's a movie just waiting to be made.
I'm waiting for Wing Tsar to write that book.
when you get kidnapped or some other cult action happens, and the two of them have to work together to solve the mystery, then the real growth and character arcs will appear.
Yeah, I just can't open a beer with Boomer's teeth like I can with Georgie, so that leads me to believe that he might be the subspecies.
Yeah, well, obviously he's a lower race, first of all, and second of all, would you want a food or beverage anywhere near his stench?
No, the stench is bad because you give him a bath and then the next day it's like within like 10 minutes it just stinks again. The stench.
Then you have to just take the whole shower unit out and burn it. It's useless at that point. No one's going to want to use it.
Terrible. All right. So, go ahead, Rob. Tell us to get back to the list.
Oh yeah. Get back to the list, guys.
There you go. I miss you guys. I miss the Taskmaster.
Rob's right now in a lounge chair. There's Jimmy Buffett playing softly in the background.
Got his flip-flops on.
Coconut with a umbrella drink, and he's just letting the world flow by.
Well, you know what? It's a good thing he's drinking again because that's the only way Ronnie will recognize him.
Yeah. Me and Ronnie.
I don't know, Coach. Rob, he's got a distinct look to him, so I mean... Anywho, yes, six mob beasts.
What?
Because mob beasts are awesome, and I like them. I don't think there's any. I don't think there's a big cry out. Oh my God, mob beasts are awful. For a troop,
they've got this room.
No, they got some AP. They've got they're a good solid troop. Yeah. I followed that up with two Hulks.
Whoa.
Because that is canon, that there are two Hulks.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. And they got the Hugh Cannon with the AP-5, so, although it is heavy, AP-5 is pretty dope to as a anti-armor, if that comes up, they'll take care of it. And plus, you gotta have two.
Yeah, and don't forget, although it's heavy, AP-12, range 12, way to fire one.
Yeah, yeah. You're already starting, they're a good troop. Like,
and don't,
three sides.
Yeah.
Their survivability is good. I shouldn't say troop. They're obviously not a troop, but they're
good unit.
Good unit, but it's a Georgie list. You gotta have at least one.
Right.
But.
And armor one tough.
Yeah. And tough does make a difference. Tough's one of those things that a legacy from version one that was it means something when it's something that's tough.
Yeah. Did they in version one, did they have very tough? Remember very tough?
Yeah. Stage there one was very tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was few things that had like another name which is like a better version of the original. Like it was not alone in that.
I think now though, in version two though, I mean, very tough was awesome, but I don't think it fits now with the way the game is. I think tough is one of the best abilities in the game. So to be very tough, automatically getting rid of two, that would be a little OP in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
And I think size now, since things have
right more wounds
that negates the need for it to really make something stand out as particularly.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's why they did it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's much better now. It's much better now. And just on that note, with the new book coming out, I'm just saying that there will be something that is not very tough, but you're gonna enjoy it when it comes out.
Oh, look at these little hints.
Yeah, it's about time. It starts to dropping hints without dropping hints. But yeah, there's some new stuff coming out in the new book, but it's we made sure not to give the Marauders anything.
Yay!
So two Hulks, Jack. That's some serious business right there.
Two Hulks, yeah, because that is canon.
And but are they wearing makeup?
Mine are.
But, you know, it depends. The first thing in the morning, you know, maybe
they'll go to bed. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Nah, them chicks got to look good all the time, man. You never know when somebody's going to bust in and have a camera.
So the weave is out, the eyebrows on fleek, everything's just.
Did you say fleek?
Yes, I did. I apologize.
Yeah. Do you know why he said that? Because Jack is lit.
I'm lit. I was going to go with lit next.
I wanted to beat you to it, that's why.
And you did, with aplomb. And then finally, I have two goblin snipers. Each one has ammo.
Oh. That's good to give them because their shoot is not great.
No, it is not great. And also, in a pinch, when you're removing filth from your list, you know, you can slide in some goblin snipers and it doesn't hurt.
You know what, though? Even if you don't give them ammo, they're always rolling. They shoot on five, which is the average.
Yeah, I guess that's not horrible.
And you're getting at least five dice. If you put them up, you're getting six. You know, because they do have a sniper scope. So, you know.
They're in a list like this. They're just cheap shot artists at this point. Like, they're just, you know, you're rolling some dice and seeing what happens.
Yeah, and 14 points, you can't go wrong with them. I mean, they're not the greatest thing, but for 14 points, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I think it just rounds out, you know, because the mob beasts, they're up close and personal. They're nice and fast, but it takes a little while. So goblin sniper maybe keeping some heads down,
right?
Getting a lucky shot, you know, seeing through a window, then a crack, and then I can see your leader there. Yeah, what the hell? Roll some dice.
You definitely have to get up high with the sniper, goblin snipers, because they are so small.
Yeah.
You need the better angle.
Well, now that everything has a hatch, they can move better.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is my list. That's 200 points on the nose. And yeah, I will say that this elite list has more variety and a little more versatile than quite a few of the ones we did last season.
Mm. We'll talk about that at the end.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, Rob.
Yes, you're right, Jack. It is time to go to an ad.
You know what? I gotta tell you, I'm so glad that we have commercials because I just love them.
How else are you supposed to, tell people where perhaps more content that they may enjoy, would be without, I think it serves a valuable purpose.
So do I.
Yep, they are great. I love them.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast. At deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. Was that gunfire? Damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
All right, we are back. Award-winning team building exercise. Back again. My buds, Jack and Rob. Rob and Jack. Bringing you to Georgie List. Now, the Taskmaster has been... He's been uncharacteristically non-Taskmaster-ish. So, I don't know. We have a feeling it's going to kick in soon. But he has the Georgie List. He does hate Georgie, but loves Boomer, obviously. And what's your list, Rob?
I've never hated Georgie. Georgie's always hated me, so it's just...
Oh, you know. I thought it was a mutual. I thought it was like a two-way street.
I'm fine with Georgie.
Okay.
But I did choose him for my leader in this list, so that must say something, right?
Yeah. Gun to your head, you pick your leader.
So, yes, I picked Georgie, obviously. He's that golden gun is pretty awesome, and his splats are fun. It's but the what do I know is really useful. Like, how can it not be? You pretty much get to choose what you're... It's another chance to get what you need. With a lot of times you roll it and you're like, oh, well, I wish I just got an extra shoot there. Now you get two chances at a shoot.
Yeah, it's situational. He's only tack one, so it doesn't really come into play like where it's overpowered.
Yeah. Plus, this is probably never going to be in any tournaments, and so it's fine that you can
depends on who's running it.
Well, exactly. Yeah. If you're going to allow a elite list, it's all good.
Yeah, I think I know I probably would, but I definitely think Rick Hall would.
I think Adepticon. We've always said this, that there should be an elite or a open where you can use whatever you want, you know,
right?
And for fun, and then the serious actually for the points tournament is much more regulated.
They should do like the our mix and match list that we did.
Yeah, make whatever you want. G.I. Joe lists.
Oh yeah, anything. Well, that's awesome. Right? You know what? That might be a good idea.
But really, Georgie's not that outside of power. Like, considering now that we've been able to digest the new mercs that were just released 2 months ago, now we've got them. Like, he's in about that same range.
What new mercs?
Oh,
the sore spot, Jack. What are you doing?
Anyways, my list. So I have Georgie. I have I was gonna go with more mob beasts because I do love mob beasts, but I only want the 4 mob beasts. Cause, chain maws are awesome. AP1. And what, don't you want little drag, or little, lion guys with chainsaw mouths? What more do you want?
Yeah, but they leave D batteries all over the place. It's tough.
And,
little modules.
Yes. And, then to fill out my troopers, I did pick 2 goblins because point wise, they just worked out in this list. So I took a couple goblins. They do have horde, which is cool.
Yeah.
And, but they do fight on 7, so it's not cool. So it's like, I guess it helps a bit if you just keep them together. So if someone does attack them, at least they get an extra die.
Right.
And, they have rifles. They're a pretty average troop at only 8 points, so you can't really complain about them. They're just really, you just throw them out there to get, grab some objectives or something. I did take, for my specialists, I did take 1 Hulk, as everything Jack said about the Hulk is true. I only took 1, cause you need 1 in this list just because of Georgie Splat. So I did take 1 of those. She'll be the personal bodyguard to Georgie. Always get in the way. And then I took 2 goblin snipers because I like snipers. So really this list will have 3 snipers with Georgie. 1 of my goblin snipers have ammo because I had 2 points left. Well, I actually had 3 points left over, but so I got 1 with ammo to help them re-roll. And yes, goblin snipers, we've discussed them too. Get them up high. They're a little short, so don't put them behind barricades because you won't be able to shoot anything.
Yeah.
And then my other last specialist is Boomer. Boomer, my man.
Oh.
Boomer is special. Well, Boomer is, he's 18 points, pretty cheap. He shoots on 4s, which is the important part, because he's just got grenades. He's got unlimited grenades. That's true, right? You can use as many as you want.
Yes.
Unlimited grenades. Smoke grenades, stun grenades, frag grenades. He's also good at Boom 3, so if someone actually does get to kill him, he explodes one last time. He's tough. Am I reading that correctly? He's tough?
Yeah.
He's tough. So.
But he is volatile.
Yes, but he's tough.
He's tough and volatile.
He is a Australian, so that makes sense why he's both of those things. And he's an engineer, which we know engineers are useless, but still. So yes,
wait,
Boomer.
Why are they useless?
Well, what, to pick up booby traps? That's right. The only point, right? Is there anything else I'm missing? There's no sentry guns or anything with these guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, booby traps. When have you, I've never triggered a booby trap in my life.
Well, I know with you guys usually don't even use those.
Well, even when we did use items, Jack, maybe once we found a booby trap. In version 1, they were a lot more common. I find in version 2, you never see them.
Yeah.
And then.
I don't know.
Yeah. Booby trap, please.
Please.
And then lastly, I have a vehicle because I never get to use these and they're rare as hen's teeth. I did throw in a stunt bot, but I gave them just a buzzsaw for points wise mostly, but also because Buzzsaw gives him Frenzy 1. He already has Frenzy 1, so he actually has Frenzy 2.
Yes.
That's awesome. Plus he's the new, Strider model, so they're solid beast construct. So it's no longer a vehicle, so that's great. So he's climbing up. He can't be knocked down. He's coming in there. He fights on sixes, which sucks, but, when you got Frenzy 2, that might help a bit. So yeah, stunt bot. So that's it. That's my list. It was 199. I had 1 point left over because, that's the way lists work. You can never get 200 except for if you're Jack.
Well, if you take the amount of time I take to make these lists,
that's
like
true.
This
you,
one,
you agonized over for minutes.
Mere eons. There were great old ones who were born, lived, and died in the time I took to make that list. So let's just keep that in mind.
It's very important. So that was my list. I think it's pretty solid. And,
yeah, it's good.
Got a lot of variety in there. So, Coach, please tell us what is in your list.
Well, you know what? As we come to the third list of the night, I'm very happy to say that a lot of our lists are different. And I'm glad that I was nervous because I thought Rob actually was going to have the same list as I had. But,
that has happened. That is, that is a thing that happens not regular, but
Jack is pretty reliable to be out there. But yeah, you and I tend to be on the same page.
Yeah. We, that happened once that one time.
I think it was the Enforcer list that,
That Rusted Beetle took.
Yeah, that's right. He beat Jack at the tournament. Sorry, Jack, to bring that up.
Oh!
That's fine.
Too tsunami.
Too soon, Rob.
Too tsunami.
But, I did take Georgie, obviously, because, Georgie's awesome. And
you had to.
And I had to. And I also took 5 goblins because I like them for 8 points apiece. They're almost at the same level as a Rebs trooper, just that their fight is worse, but everything else is pretty much the same in Horde. You know, I think Horde on a 7 fight, it's kind of like tits on a bull, but,
well, it just helps slightly.
Yeah. Just in case you never know, you know what? You get on the wrong side of an A train and bad things can happen. So I took 5 of those, took 3 more beasts because come on, if you're going to play. You're going to play any kind of Marauder-ish list and you don't have a Morbius, shame on you.
Shame.
Ding, 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 ding.
Shame.
Ding, ding.
And then in my specialists, I've taken 2 Goblin Snipers. So which seems to be the pick of the day is 2 Goblin Snipers, right? Gents, 2 Goblin Snipers.
It seems to be the magic number. And I thought that was going to be the pick that everyone went, oh, come on. Like that was going to be the bridge too far in my list that was going to get, you know, people riled up. But, no, it seems like that's the go-to for just a little play money.
The question is, did you give him ammo either?
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
Cause that would have been the ultimate to everybody tried that.
Yeah. No. Well, I like, you know, more boys, less toys, you know, more guys in the list. Because, well, first of all, it's Jack's motto, but then again, I'm like Jack, like I agonize the fact that the list comes out to 199. So, you know, it's just, you know, that bugs the hell out of me. But, so I took 2 Goblin Snipe and I took 1 Hulk because, I mean, you gotta take a Hulk. I think it should be like Georgie and the Hulks, you know, like,
like
you
a
know.
Rock band?
Yeah, Georgie and the Hulks. So. Yeah, I could see like Georgie singing and the Hulk's twerking and whatnot. And, you know, just, you know, and he's got the oil and the big cup and all that stuff. But anyway.
Animated by the guy who does bat metal.
Yes. Yeah. That would be perfect. Perfect. So 1 Hulk. I did take a goblin gun track with the heavy mortar.
Nice. That was my other choice. So I was going to take that, but I ran out of points.
It does work. If you hide them, they do work.
Yeah, because once again, you don't need the line of sight with that mortar, so you don't worry about the height of the goblin gun track. You're all good.
Right, and they're shooting on 5, so it's a real good chance you get at least 2 of them. You know, I mean, it's a good chance. And if not, they scatter. And if they do scatter into another cube where somebody's in it, you're in business. But I've noticed with the gun track or with mortars in general, they either score really big or they screw the pooch really big. Yeah. It's either or.
Yeah, it's an all or nothing kind of thing.
Yeah. And then in the rear with the gear, Rob's new best friend, I took the Boomer. for two reasons. Number one, he's pretty cool. He's only 18 points. You know, he's got crappy stats, but you can, he has every grenade. So no, if you need a smoke grenade, if you need a stun grenade, if you need just a regular frag grenade, he's got what you need. He's a grenadier. So, you know, he's very versatile. He's 18 points. And the fact that he's in this list and he's allowed to be the second specialist in this list or the second character in this list, I had to take him just for that, even though he's a jerk, but you know, I took him anyway. So, my calculations is either 199 or 200. I don't know. Cause I tried to add it up again and came out to 200. So
that's funny. Cause I'm getting 201.
No,
I am.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, no,
I'm checking the numbers here. Talk amongst yourself.
Sorry, Boomer. Sorry. You have to go. You can't.
Uh oh.
Heavy mortar is 12.
It's a shame because, that joke that Rob was saying about Boomer, how, him at the bottom of the ocean was a good start or something, whatever that was. It was hilarious. And now
I think can't you're, use it. I, my numbers don't look wrong. I think you're at 201.
Well, now, wait, I just did it on Excel. I got 398. Now, Rob, I'm getting, no.
Well, Georgie's 24.
Correct.
Goblins are 8 each. You have five of them.
Right. More beasts are 12.
Yep. You got 3 of them.
Okay. Snipers are 14.
Yeah.
Hulk is 28.
No, Hulk is 30.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
No.
Oh my. Excuse me. So, all right. So I'm taking Georgie the Goblin and, 6 goblins and 2 more beasts.
Yeah. That's an easy way to pick and give someone ammo.
You know why? Cause I got the old thing on my Excel list. Oh God. Thank God you guys are here.
Yep. Give one of your snipers ammo. Be like the rest of us.
All right. So I'm at what? I'm at
197.
197. I'm gonna give the Hulk ammo.
Yeah. That was the other choice.
You know what I would have liked to do is give the Hulk a hollow sight.
I know. I tried to fit in a hollow sight for sure. But they're 8 points. They're so expensive.
Yeah, but it's so worth it on them. A hollow sight and weight of fire?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be a nice combo, but you're at a Strider cost at that point.
Yeah, but then again, that's what Eric does all the time, and you know, he's a jerk. So, you know, right, yeah. Jack?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, cause when you put a hollow sight on it, it's like, all right, so I'm going to get this and level above and hollow sight. Okay. Oh, wait, weight of fire. Oh, look, an 8. Oh, look, another 8. Oh, look, another 8. And then you want to just kick the table.
Or him. You can always kick him.
I was close.
And Jack for years was like, oh, he's not so bad. Oh, he's not. No, you've never played him, Jack. And then now Jack is like, yeah, he's a jerk.
When I put a stage 2 on one of the, objectives, which was a person that you're supposed to carry away, but I already had claimed 2, I said, I'm going to kill this guy. And Eric's like, what? And I said, yeah, that they save on what, 2s or something, whatever it was, or whatever it was. I roll, I go, okay, I think he's dead. He 8 trained to survive an objective. And I'm, what the? And then everything just collapsed at that point.
We'll talk about this another time. Cause
There he is. He's back.
Well, I just don't want to ruin our content for another show.
Oh.
Okay.
So that was our lists. They're all interesting and all quite different. We'll come back and we'll talk about what we didn't take. We'll talk about how good this list is and stroke Coach's ego a bit more. How's that sound, Coach?
That sounds perfect. sounds like a good Friday night.
There we go.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Hey, oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
And welcome back to the award-winning Team Building Exercise. We've been, it's been a roller coaster tonight. We've been, had some highs, some lows,
We also had some just rights.
And just rights. Yes. Goldilocks would be happy. What's left is a little, deconstruction of, what we didn't take and, the ever popular complaints department. So, Rob, let's get down to it, shall we?
Well, the best part is it's easy to say what we didn't take. It's the hobgoblins. Hobgoblins. Mm. What say you all about hobgoblins?
Well, both of you, well, you did take a hobgoblin and Coach tried to take a
hobgoblin. I didn't take a hobgoblin. I took a regular goblin.
No, Boomer's a hobgoblin.
Oh,
so.
Well, I mean the actual hobgoblin, not the specialist, the trooper hobgoblin.
No, and the truth is there's enough variety in this list that I think there was just other options that I wanted, but it's not a bad troop.
It's, well, let's just say here, let's,
I got it. Hobgoblin, 777, zero armor, size 1, move 1-2 horde.
And he has a terrible gun.
Yeah, he's got a zip gun.
So it's only range 2.
Range 2, little BS gun, but he's only 5 points, he's 1 victory point.
So that's the only thing, so, is 5 points.
Right. So, I think out of everything, out of this whole list, that might have to be looked at again.
Although you could really hoard them out. Imagine how many you could get in a list.
Well, let's do it right now.
Yeah, get the math going here. Let's,
Well.
They are basically a zombie, kind of parallel.
But they're
right?
Cheaper than zombies, aren't they? What's a zombie cost more, doesn't it?
Yeah, zombies, 6 points.
You wouldn't take 2 of them. There wouldn't be no point. So if you were going to go big or go home.
You'd have to take a lot, yeah, to make it worth it.
So let's see. If we put Georgie in here. Well, all right. So they're 5 points apiece. We take 10 of them.
That's
50 right there, right? So where are we at? We're at 50 and 24.
So
that's,
you could take 30 of them.
Uh-huh.
That'd be at 150 plus 24 is 174. So you'd have 26 points left over. Not enough for a Hulk. But so if you
In my old list, you could take a Hulk, but now in the new list, you can't take the Hulk.
So you need Georgie.
Yes. Yeah, so
I would say 10. I mean, so that you put all the other goodness in there. So you're at 124, right? No, 10 is 50. Yeah. How many did you say? 15?
No, I said 30.
30. Oof.
It's 150 points.
That's, now you're going back to that crappy zombie list.
That's what I'm saying though. Like that's, you really want to screw with someone? 30 hobgoblins on the table.
Yeah, I wonder how that would work.
You can still put Boomer in there if you wanted to.
Yeah.
My deployment's a little big, so, you're going to get a couple extra squares. Oh, okay. Yeah.
How many? A whole row.
So you can get, this is the list right here that I would go with here.
Good.
30 hobgoblins.
Yes.
1 goblin.
Okay.
Cause he's 8 points. And Boomer with Georgie, that's 200 points on the nose.
Wow. I'm thinking maybe I should just change the hobgoblins. So where are we at? We're at 5 points, troop T, speed 1-2, shoot, fight, and survive of 7, size 1, armor 0, what would you say, 0 VPs, but vulnerable.
Are they vulnerable?
No.
Not yet, yeah.
I'm just saying because it was like...
That's pretty much at that point, it's just a zombie, right?
Right. Yeah. It's basically, it's a point cheaper than a zombie, but, you know, I think that might be, because that's... The thing is though, if you do 30 of them like that, you're going to... Well, then again, if you get 30 of them, how many of them can you actually shoot to get 20 points?
I think they should be 1 VP.
Yeah, but you're not going to kill 20 of them in 1 round, you know what I mean?
Not 1 round, but...
You'll definitely kill 10 of them.
30 of them, so that's... You'd have to have 7 squares, 8 squares just with them in them.
Right. You know what? You speak of my kind of crazy. I'm surprised, Jack. I'm surprised you're not all over that.
Yeah, he's offended by it.
No, but you know what though? I'm sorry. I will recant that statement. That's more of a Rob list. Yeah, very hot problem.
The absurdity of it never even crossed my mind to do that. I was thinking, okay, you probably need about 8 to make it worth it, but I want the 2 Hulks. I want, so like, at no point did I just like put on my crazy hat and like, do a, like a pratfall walking up to the chocolate factory. I was not in that state of mind.
Luckily, I didn't think of this before we started making a list, because this probably would have been the one I put out there.
You should have did it. So you're saying just leave them the way they are, right?
Yeah, I think they're fine. Yeah, there should be a rule in the game that you can't do this somehow. Like, there should be a rule about you can't have more than 50 points of one model or something.
No, yeah. I don't think so, because then you can't take 4 Teratons.
Exactly. You shouldn't be able to take 4 Teratons.
Sure, why not? It's not a big deal.
I don't like spam lists. Like, as much as I think it's funny when I make spam lists, but I wouldn't want to. Spam lists really annoy me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I understand it's in the game. Whatever. If you want to play this, it might be funny to play it. But imagine somebody coming in. I don't think this would do that well. Even the zombie list doesn't do that well. You get one guy with a mortar, he's going to be taking them out like anything.
Yeah.
It's just, and it's that horde though. Hobgoblins with horde, and you have that many of them. But it's the same with the zombies, so why would it be any different, right? How much do zombies cost, though?
Maybe 6.
These cost 5. Then maybe you can raise them up to 6 points, or 7 points even.
Mm-hmm.
It's
make them a little more expensive. That's, you know, because when I was coming up with it, I kind of like, you know, I was trying to do something like that. The thing is that they also have a shoot stat. So a zombie is 6 points. But they fight on 5s and they survive on 6s.
Yeah, fighting on 5s on a zombie is much better. That's true.
Right. And they survive on 6s, but they are vulnerable and horde, but they are 0 VPs. That's why I was saying if we change it to 0 VPs and just keep them at the crappy 777 stat, they're horrible, but they're 0 VPs. Who cares? You know what I mean? They're basically just as bad as zombies. I mean, are you going to shoot with them or fight with them? Cause it's like, you either shoot with them, you fight with them, or you're going to survive with them because all the stats are the same.
Yeah, you're never going to survive because you might as well fight, especially if they have horde. You get more than one of them there, you get at least another die. Well, you get that with surviving too, right?
Right, and then like with the zombie, it's like, well, do I fight or survive? The survive is only there for shooting attacks. So a 5 on the fight, you're always going to fight. You're always going to fight, and 90% of the time, the only time I think you change that is depending on your splat, like say the enforcers. If you take the enforcer captain, his splat is that you can reroll the
survivors
and you survive. So then you got to really think like, all right, like I took assault enforcers and they fight on 5s, but they survive on 4s. Now the 4 is better, but should I fight? All right. You know, that's a real conundrum, but I'm going to reroll all my misses on the survive. I might want to do that depending on who you fight. You know, it's like if you're really torn, that kind of makes it for you. But with like say a zombie, fight and survive is 5 and 6. You're going to go with the fight every day, all day long, all day strong. So with the hobgoblins, it might be the same difference, you know?
Yeah.
And make them 0 VPs. I mean, all right, I'm going to, you know, they have a shoot stat and they have a zip gun, but it's it's basically a pistol. I just called it a zip gun because I thought it was, you know.
Well, it's actually worse than a pistol.
Yeah. Range 2. What's a pistol? Range 3, right?
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. So yeah, 5 points, 0 VPs. They'd be vulnerable.
Yeah, are they 0 VPs now, or are they 1 VP?
No, they're 1 VP.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to justify the 0 VP. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, if zombies can have 0 VPs, why can't these guys?
Yeah. You know. Cause you have more of a chance of hoarding out zombies than you do of hobgoblins.
Not in my list.
Yeah, the insanity list.
But, yeah. Anything, Jack? Anything you'd want to change for these guys? Or not just the hobgoblins, but anybody in the list? Anybody that you see missing that you think should be in there?
To be honest, I think I'm on record right off the hop saying there's a lot of variety. I kind of enjoyed the amount of variety. I don't know if there's any one particular thing that's missing. If there's going to be any changes that I would make, it would be just to my list, not to what was available or anything like that.
Yeah, like you said, the variety in this, making lists, like, there's a lot of variety, and Because I think, well, he did put a lot more troop choices than the regular elite lists. I think that's the difference. Regular elite lists have no choices. And this one has a lot of choices. That's the key.
Well, but my thing was, in thinking of this, was there was no orcs.
Yeah, you just chose everything that wasn't an orc.
Right. Well, you know, goblins and hobgoblins were just new. They're new. So, you know, they don't really exist. Like, I did the Georgie list, and I modded up the Dreadbolt team.
Yeah.
Because, and actually, I gotta tell you, if you mod up the Dreadbolt team, you throw a few, like some of them are pointing or they got like a fist in the air. And I just put like a knife in there. I took like a Veerman knife or a Pathfinder knife, and like one will have it with, so the hilt on the thumb side, and the other guy had it like his hand in the air. So I put it with the hilt on the pinky side, you know,
facing down.
Yeah. So, you know, like one was the Butcher and the other one was like kind of like Mike Myers. So, and I threw the rifles on the back, and a few of them gave some pistols, some GCPS pistols and stuff. So technically in the Warpath universe, there are goblins in there, even though they're a Dreadbolt team. But if you mod them up the right way, like anything else. Yeah, now the hobgoblins too, there are there, but, you know, give them a little zip gun and that's it. So they're pretty horrible. I think, you know, like you said, 5 points and make them vulnerable, but zero VPs might be the way to go. And then, like you said, that'll fit for your 30 too.
Yeah, keep them at 5 points. You can sell 30 of them, but they're vulnerable. Yeah, vulnerable might be the way. Even if you, you like the zero VP, that's your big thing, right?
No, I'm trying to, I'm spitballing here. That's how you do it, you know. But honestly, what I would do is do the zero VP with vulnerable and playtest it before I changed it.
I don't think anything should be zero VP. Maybe half a VP or something. Like you have to kill 10 to get one VP or something. Yeah. You know.
Nah, that goes 10, away from the slick. That goes from the then it.
You gotta count too much.
Yeah. No, it's just you know. Then now that would be something in like version one. Like you know, do this, but then with your levels of aggression. You would only get half a VP and stuff. And, you know, I'm going to win the game, but I'm at 19 and a half. So
yeah,
I like the way it is. I'm just trying to follow some kind of a plan here, but I'd have to play it out. You know, honestly, if a little self promotion here, as this comes out, the Georgie battle report is out and my list that I wrote tonight on team building exercises is the one Andrew took. And, it was the, Georgie list versus the Asterians. So, you know, you could see it in action, but I did make the list and not take any hobgoblins. So, we gotta try it out.
Yeah, I tested it.
The only thing is I don't have a hobgoblin team. I was thinking about getting one at Adepticon. And of course, one of the 30 things I forgot to get is, the hobgoblins.
So. I don't think they were selling them. They might have been available at Mantic Night and when they were giving stuff away.
No, I looked. They didn't have it. That was the one, like it would have been, I looked at that table and I was waiting for like the light and like, like the Holy Grail stuff. And, you know, it was floating and it would float into my hand and I would grab it, or it was either that or it would have been like on the pedestal by itself, but there was a trap. So I'd have to get a bag of sand and have to move it really quick to take it off before the trap set off, you know, but I digressed. It wasn't there. So if anybody wants to donate a hobgoblins, 1-800-FAMILY-GAMERS. We're more than willing to take it.
Do you really have 1-800-FAMILY-GAMERS? That'd be awesome.
I guess I probably could.
What's your email? At least give out your email. You don't even know your email, do you?
FamilyGamers@gmail.com.
There you go. Not FamilyGamers777?
Maybe. You know, I don't use that one. Ever,
contact him at, on Discord or on the, the comments on YouTube, you can contact him if you have a goblins for him.
Yeah, send me a message through YouTube or Facebook.
Yeah. There's many ways to contact Coach.
Yeah. Passenger pigeon, whatever.
That's Jack. Jack's passenger
pigeon. Yeah.
Well, that's not, you know, it's a little newfangled for me. I don't trust it yet.
Aren't they all dead? Didn't they kill them off?
They're extinct.
Before I even got my first passenger pigeon message.
Oh. Anyways, I think that wraps this episode up. It was a good one. Good old Georgie.
You guys like the list though? I mean, what do you think?
Oh yeah. The list is great. All lists should be like this. There's a lot of, personality in it with the gun and his splats. Like, that's it, maybe because you are more connected to Georgie that it's easier to do a really personalized list like this. But if you could make every elite list this personalized, it'd be pretty sweet.
And what do you think about the old hell no? Like that little thing in there. You guys like that? Or is, you know, I know everybody gets a splat. A leader gets a splat, but I like the innate ability that they have. You know, the oh hell no is just, it's funny and it could work, but it's got to be super situational.
Well, now intrinsically, having additional abilities for everything, like I said, since the mercs came out and a lot of them have that, you know, it's canon now that the
you're doing it again, Jack.
I apologize.
Recon and the Piper have it, or is that going to be retconned out? Like they still have that.
Yeah, they do.
They got special abilities.
Yep, but I like that. You know, just a little extra.
Yeah, it gives a little personality. Like I say, anything to give personality. You don't want all the lists to be just stats.
Right.
Like, that's easy to do. You can just stat out everything and there's no personality, but everything should have a little bit of a tweak, especially elite lists, because the whole point is they're elite. And they're, once again, probably not going to be used in a tournament, so make them interesting, make them fun to play, make them different. And, but what do we know, right?
Hey, I see what you did there.
Huh?
Yeah. Huh? Hey. Well, don't forget, it's spring break somewhere.
That's true. And I think that wraps it up. The next one. Oh, we got to choose. We get to choose again. It used to be so cut and dry. And now we have choose again.
So, Rob, if you will, what is the game plan for season 3? I know we kicked it off with a bang. I think this was a good one, but what is the roadmap, the mission statement, if you will, of season 3?
Well, we know there's a new list coming out with the new book. After the book comes out, we'll do those ones. So we have to delay on those ones. That's the Maison Corporation and Nameless. So we know those are coming out.
Also, I mean, they're going to be, all right. There are going to be a lot of additions to lists. So, you know, there will be models and all sorts of good stuff in there. So your list might not, the factions might not look exactly the same. So there'll be more choices without giving away too much, but there's going to be a lot that you can do now.
Well,
so,
we do want to revisit all the lists, but that'll probably be season 4 because we want to go through all the ones we've already done. And that'll be part of that. But we also have the Elite Martians. We promised to do those. We have to still do those from the beta list.
Uh-huh.
We have
now the Elite Martians who? Like
the beta list had elite lists in it.
Oh, that's right. I got to scroll down once more.
There's rumors of a Howlett list that was never released that maybe eventually will come out. Maybe we can do that one eventually.
Eventually.
I'm sure there's others. Like,
I hear you, Jack. I don't think I don't hear you back there.
We'll be like the passenger pigeons by that point.
Yeah, maybe.
So that's things like that. We can,
season 3 and 4, I mean, with the additions to the lists, plus the elite list that will be in there, there's going to be a lot of material. I mean, listen, I got
to
tell you.
Unfortunately, we have to wait till June though.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, it's done. I can tell you what's in it, but I then I have to kill you guys.
Maybe we can persuade the powers that be to let us do these lists before the book comes out as a reason for people to get the book.
Yeah, but I have to sign that thing.
I know, but if we get a permission, that's fine.
Oh, all right. Well,
so we'll have to, we'll contact, we'll have to see who we contact. Probably, well, we can ask Pat to contact whoever should be contacted to, see if we can get some, previews. Cause right now it's April. Then we got May. We can do the Martian Elites for May.
Right. And then the book is out in June, so we'll do it late June.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. It might work out.
So then stop your gabbing.
Once again, this might actually work out.
Damn. That's crazy. You know what? I hate to say it. I think you've said this before. Like the plan was, you know, in June. It's coming out like June 20 something, 20th.
This comes out the last Wednesday in June, so that should be perfect.
It works out, man. We're going to have to run. Plus, we got the summer campaign.
Oh, yeah. After that book comes out, we'll have a lot of content. We'll have to see what we're doing from there. So
I think we could do if you guys want to do a TBE for, AW TV. some kind of, we could do something with the summer campaign. Maybe talk about lists, like what would take and,
that's true,
you know, what side you're going to be on and, you know, like that. Cause you guys are going to, we're all going to participate in that, right?
We'd hope to, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, cause you guys are with me. I'll put you on the My Umbrella.
There you go. We'll send our battle reports to you guys.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Cause I'm telling you now, we're going hardcore with this. And then we're going to, I know we're going to do something with Rick Hall, talking about it, you know, some kind of maybe a video, a live hangout, something where we can, compare notes of the summer campaign. And then maybe we can get some of these, guys from across the pond to join us, and we can get this going, man. It's going to be, this book is going to be good, man. I'm speaking for myself, but I think the other guys would agree that we're really proud of this book coming out. It's going to be awesome. Everything in one place, you know, so you're going to dig it.
Excellent. Well, next week or next month then is the only one we can do. We'll be the Elite Martians. How's that, guys?
Sounds good. And then,
fantastic.
When the book comes out, who picks?
Well, then we'll have to draw straws for the first pick.
Okay.
Cause it's been all screwed up since last time we picked. I don't even remember who picked. I think I picked last, but I can't remember.
As long as Jack doesn't pick two in a row, then we're fine.
Jack always picks two in a row. Didn't you know that?
I don't. Nope.
Yeah, Rob's laid back this year and I choose twice.
Them's the rules.
It's just terrible what's going on here. You know what? I'd send Boomer over to Jack's house.
You should. I got a cattle car waiting for him.
I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I am Coach.
And next time, we'll be back next month. Until then, have good ones.
Bye-bye.
What do I know?
Yeah.
Well, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?